Okay, the big daf yudim and aleph. We're starting from four lines down for the two dots. Hanabar yoni davu shvuzet remeir. There were these strong men that were in the neighborhood of remeir. Vakomatzar li two. They gave him a lot of pain. Havakaboy remeir rachami alu yikeich lemus. So remeir was davening for them to die. Amalei berit of Yisu. His wife berit said to him, "My dad, what do you think? We shouldn't receive tamu chatoyim because it says that the sinners should die. Miksiv chotim. It doesn't say sinners chatoyim because it says that sins should be gone. But shavlo sevi dekra. Look at the end of the pasuk. Rishonim yedinam. The rishonim should no longer be. Kimi tamu chatoyim rishonim yedinam. You think because the sinners are going to go away? You think there are no more Rishayim? What the Pasuk is saying is you should daven for them to do tshuva. Rishayim odeinam, and then there will be no more Rishayim. But Rachmi Aluya, Remeir daven for them, a hadru b'tshuva, and they all did tshuva. So Amalei Hu Tziduki Laburi, there was a Tziduki that said to Buri, Ksiv, Rani Yakar V'lo Yolad. Remember, Tziduki were the people that didn't believe in Torah Sheval Peh. If the pasuk says, "Rani akrav lo yolada," happy is the barren woman who wasn't able to give her the mission. Lo yolada, Rani said the tzeduki because she wasn't able to give her. Therefore, she's saying, "I'm like Shatia, you're such a fool." Shavu save her. Look at the end of the pasuk. Because there were many more people, the people that were desolate, the children of desolate people, than the children of people that were actually married. Says the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right? That's not the pshat in the pasuk. Lo maya karlo yolada. You know what it means by the barren woman wasn't able to give birth. Rani kinesis all shadom li isha karish lo yolada banim legehenim kavasayichu. Bnei Yisrael should be happy that they're like a woman who was barren who because they weren't able to give birth to children that will go straight to Gehenna. And that's the line that we're saying over here. Two dots. That Tziduki said to Rabbi Yoel, Ksiv, Mizmor Rabbi Baruch Hu Shalom Beno. A song for David HaMelech when he ran away from Shalom and son. Ksiv, David Mechtam Bavarchum Bnei Shalom B'Ma'ara. David had a Mechtam. Mechtam is a little bit of a different type of a song when he ran away from Shaul in the cave. Hai Maiz Hav Avreisha. Which one was first? Avshalom or Shaul? Obviously, Mechtam Maiz Shaul Avreisha. Shaul was first. Lift Avreisha. So why is the Shaul one in Perek Nun Zayin, while the one with Avshalom is in Perek Gimel? Amalei Atun Tu Lashin Nesmuchim. Because you don't Darshan Smuchim, Kashilu, you have a problem, then why is it out of order? On Darshin Nesmuchim, we understand that there's a concept of putting things next to one another, and therefore, Lokashon, we don't have a problem. Where do we see the concept of smuchim? Shemar smuchim la'ad olam, asum b'yamis v'yasher. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, smuchim la'ad olam, it exists forever, they're made in such a way. So there's such a thing as a juxtaposition. So, lamanit zol parz avshalom l'parz gogamog. You know why we put avshalom next to the parz of gogamog, perik gimel, the perik dalet? Shemel chadim klumi yeshavet shemar barabai. If a person ever asks, is there such a thing as a servant, a slave, like gogamog, they're going to rebel against their master, right? Gog is the king of Magog, and they're going to rebel against their master. They're going to start a war against the entire world. You should tell him, is there ever a child that rebels against his father? It happened by Avshalom and David. So too, this is going to happen in the future as well. And that's what the smuchim come to teach you. And that's why it's out of order, even though it should be after Nun Zayin. Two dots. My disappear possible chachma. What does it mean when it says her mouth is open within the Torah's chesed al-shon? There's a Torah of chesed on her tongue. Who is he referring to when Shlomo HaMelech said this pasuk in Mishlei? He was talking about David, his father. He's not talking about a woman. He's talking about David, his father. Because David HaMelech was able to say Shira in five different worlds. When he lived in the stomach of his mother, and he was still in the womb, Amr Shira, he was able to sing Shira. My soul blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all my innards, the holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he came out into the world and he became a baby, and his takvul chavim was also, he was able to look at the stars and the moon. And the Mazalois in the constellation of Amrishir, he said, Shir Shemar, Borcho Shem Alech of Gibor Kayach, Osir Velushma, Bako Devaro, Borcho Shem Kotov, blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the Malachim, the Gibor Kayach, the strong ones, they do his word, they listen to the Kol Devaro, Borcho Hashem, all of his hosts. You know, when he nursed from his mother's chest, when he stuck with it, and he looked at the chest of Amrishir, he said, Shir Shemar, Borcho Hashem, Hashem, Bial Tshikol Gumulav, you shouldn't forget all of the Chesed, Michael Mulav, what's the Chesed over here? Amrivo, Shalsala, Dav Makombina, the Dadim are in a place, not like a cow, the Dadim are in a place, and a Makombina, right by the heart, as opposed to a dirty area of the body. Time am I? What's the reason? I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Kedushal istak makom erva," so that the child doesn't look in a makom erva of the woman. But masan or kedushal yinak makom tinov. So you're not drinking from a place that's filled with dirtiness, where the person goes to the bathroom. So therefore, the dalim are in a bigger place. David HaMelech realized that and sang shira for it. Rabban Pelson Shorashayim, you saw the Mapela Shorashayim, that Roshayim were going to go down by Mashir, he's saying, Shirashayim, you tell Chatoim in Arit, right? Get rid of the Chatoim for the lamb, Roshayim, Rodin, Abokhin, Avshah, Hashem, Haluka. And he's talking about Yom Amisa, he looked at the day of death, Mashir, even said, Shir about the day of death, Shem, Abokhin, Avshah, Hashem, Hashem, Halakai, Gadol Ma'id, Hodvar Lavasha, you adorn yourself with Hodin Hador. My Mashal, Yom Amisa, how do you know this talking about the day of death, Rabban Roshiloi, me saved in Yana, look at the end of the Pasuk, they sleep, Tastir, Panechame, Ibahelun, when you hide your face, there's shock, Tois of Rucham Yigbaun, and everybody dies, right, at that time. That's when everybody perishes, and that's where it says Borchi Nafshias Hashem. So there's the four, five different times during a person's life where David Melech sang Shira, and that's why Pia Pasuk Machavat Torah Sasal Oshana. That's the pasuk from Mishlei. Rav Simi Bar Ukva, Amri Lamar Ukva, Avishchika Kamei to Rishim Pazi. One of these two were standing in front of where they were common to be found by Rishim and Pazi on the Saturday Agata Kamei to Rishim and Levi. They were giving over their Agata to Gemara, to Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, going over one Agata to other. She said to Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, what does it mean when the Pasuk writes, my soul blessed the Kaddish Baruch and all of my innards, the holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech, Bavar Eishel Kimedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Pasuk Basadom. That Rabbi Yishuv and Levi said, the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not like the meat of regular human beings. Midas Basadom, Tzar Tzura, Gavi Kosev, and Yachol Lahatu, Val Ruach, Nesham, HaKarev, and B'nei Ma'ayim. A regular person, he was able to make a picture, maybe he's able to make a sculpture on a wall or something, but he's not able to put into it a Ruach and a Shama. He's not able to put innards and all the different things inside. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Tzar Tzura, Tzura, Matu, but Ruach, Nesham, HaKarev, and B'nei Ma'ayim, he's able to create within three-dimensional, and he's able to make all the different things that a person needs to survive. In her song, she said, there's no one holy like Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no one like you, there's no rock like our God, there's no painter like our Kadosh Baruch Hu who's able to paint within the paint. What does it mean? There's no one like you. Right? It means no one can outlast you. Something that a person makes could outlast him. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu outlasts all of the things that he makes. And therefore, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like anything like that. Nothing can outlast him. So Rav Simon Baruch from Mar Ukva said back to Rav Yishuv Levi, listen, all that was awesome. But here's what I'm asking. Why did David HaMelech say Baruch Nafshi five times? We already had the answer up above because of the five times he's saying Shira. But why? Lo Amar LeKenegad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neshama says, Rabbi Yishuv HaLevi, he only said it by the Kadosh Baruch Hu, by the Neshama. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Melech Ola Olam. Just like the Kadosh Baruch Hu fills up the entire world, the Neshama Lochel Umleyas Kola Uguf. So to the Neshama fills up the entire body. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Rove Nunira. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees and is not seen. Af Neshama Rove Nuniris. The Neshama also sees and is not seen. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Zanus Kola Olam. Af Neshama Zanus Kola Guf. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu feeds the entire world, so the Neshama feeds the entire Guf. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah Af Neshama Torah. Both of them are Torah. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishuv Chadrei Chadarim. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is hiding and can't, is all the way inside. Af Neshama Yishuv Chadrei Chadarim. It's all the way inside. Yavam Yishuv Chamish Devarim Alav. The person that has the neshama should therefore praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as these five things. Two dots. Who is like the wise man who knows how to translate everything? Who's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's able to make up shara? He's able to make some type of a compromise between Tzedekim and Chizkiyah and Yeshaya. Between Chizkiyah and Yeshaya. Chizkiyah was the great king of Israel. Yeshaya, the famous Navi. Chizkiyah, I don't understand. Chizkiyah said, Yeshaya should come to me. Right, we find by Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi went to Achav, so the Navi goes to the king. Yeshaya Malaysia Chizkiyahu Gaboy. No, Chizkiyahu should come to me. The Achiyash come to Yoram ben Achav. We find that by Yoram ben Achav, Dozal Gav Elisha. Yoram ben Achav went to Elisha because Elisha was a great Navi. Maaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ebi Yisurin Al Chizkiyahu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Yisurin in Chizkiyahu, because Yeshaya was a greater man. But Amar Lo Yeshayahu, when he said to Yeshaya, Lecho Vakar Ezechol, go do Biker Cholim. Shama Kibayim Mehem, Chol Chizkiyahu Lamus. And those days when Sennacherib was surrounding Yerushalayim, Chizkiyahu was so sick, he was ready to have Yavoi Lovei Yeshaya Ben Amotz. Yeshaya Ben Amotz came to him, Anavi. The Amar Lov, Kolam Hashem. This is what Hashem says, Sav Lovei Yisrael, give a will to your house. Kimei Satov Lo Sechia. You're going to die, you're not going to live. My Kimei Satov Lo Sechia. Why does it have to repeat itself? You're going to die and you're not going to live. Mei Satov Olam Hazeh, you're going to die in this world. Lo Sechia Olam Haba. You're not going to live in the next world. You're losing Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. I'm like, my kulei, Chizkiyahu, what? What is all this? I'm a big Talmid Chacham. Why would I lose Olam Haba? I'm like, Mishum Delos Adver Virevi, because you weren't Osik Peruvu, you didn't get married, you didn't have children. I'm Mishum Dechazoy Li Baruch HaKadosh, said Chizkiyahu, you don't understand. I saw with Ruach HaKadosh, Nafki Minay Bilin Delo Malin, that I'm going to have children that aren't good. I didn't want to have those children. I'm like, Hadi Kavshir Rachman Delo Malach, said Yoshaya back to Chizkiyahu, what are you dealing with these dealings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what God has to do. Ma'adim Afkadato, Yibay Luch Lamaba, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you, that's what you got to do. Whatever is good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let him do. Don't get involved in this stuff. I'm like, so Chizkiyahu said back, Hasha Havli Bartucha. So Chizkiyahu said back to Yeshaya, all right, give me your daughter. After the government's klus, maybe my and your klus will be good enough. And after Minai, Banin Demalu. And there will be children that come from me that are going to be good, the really good people. Maybe our klus together will be there. I guess the girl was also his klus, but he didn't mention that. I'm like, said Yeshaya, it's too late. The gzera is already made. You're going to die. I'm like, Ben Amotz, Kali Nevu Oskovitze. Son of Amotz, get your Nevu, finish your Nevu and get out of here. This is what I learned from David Melach. Even if a sharp sword is on the neck of a person, you should never stop davening no matter what. It doesn't make a difference what's happening. A person should always start davening. Do not stop yourself from asking for rachamim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar say. Even if God will kill me, I will still daven to him. So never stop davening. Top of the daven, Yudam of days. Even if the Balach HaLom is the Malach of all dreams, comes to you and says, tomorrow you're going to die, don't stop davening. All these dreams and everything else that's happening, just fear God. Because he'll turn his face at the wall and he daven to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Might hear what wall? Daven from the walls of his heart. I daven out to a Kodesh Baruch Hu from the walls of my heart. Rabbi Levi Amar Aliski Akir. No. He's really davening about the wall. That Shunamis woman, she only made one small wall in her attic, and yet you allowed her child to be brought back to life because of what she did for Elisha. Avi Abba, my grandfather, Shlomo Melech was able to surround the whole Heichel with gold and silver. That you should allow her, his grandson to fall, come back to life. Remember that which I walked in front of you with MS and with a heart, full heart, and I did what's good in your eyes. What good did you do in God's eyes? Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Rav that he was Soma Gula Tfilah all the time, as we set up above many times. Rabbi Levin Rosh Hagana Sefer Refuos, so he got rid of the Sefer Refuos so that people would daven more and they wouldn't rely on the Sefer filled with Refuos. They wouldn't do these crazy things. Instead, they would daven. So look, that's a great skos. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Shishdavar Masa Chizkiyahu Melech HaGimel Hodulav HaGimel Hodulav. There were six things that Chizkiyahu Melech did. Three, Sanhedrin was moted to him. Three, they weren't moted to him. HaGimel Hodulav, Gina Sefer Refuos HaHodulav. He hid Sefer Refuos so that people would daven. They were masking. Kites Nachash Nachosh HaHodulav. The Kites Nachash Nachosh that Moshe Rabbeinu had made years ago. The copper snake that he made so that people would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He crushed it because people were using it as Avodah Zarah. They were moted to him. Gira Atzomotzav Valmita. He took his father's bones, Achaz, after he died, and he put it in a mitzvah shechavala, and he put it in a bed of ropes, v'hodulo. They dragged it around to show that he wasn't worth it because he did a lot of sins. They were asking him to him as well. I'll give him the hodulo of the three things that they disagreed with him. Sosam Egichon, he closed up the waters of Gichon when Sennacherib came around. V'hodulo, they were not moted to him. They said, that's not a good idea. Kitzitz Alsos Hechel, he cut down the doors of the Hechel, v'shigur l'melech Ashur, and he sent them to the king of Assyria in order to get, to bribe him, right, to not fight. V'hodulo, they were not asking him to him. They said, that's not a good idea. You use stuff from the base of Mikdash. Aver Nisan Benisa v'hodulo, when Nisan came around, he was Ma'aber the month, and he turned into Nisan, even though technically it was already the next month. He turned into Adar Sheni, right? They were not masking because you're not allowed to do it once Nisan hits, right? So wait, does Chizkiyahu not hold that this month is a brand new month? You can't make anything else Nisan. It's got to be once you make Nisan, it's done. How could Chizkiyahu you made a mistake with Shmuel. You can never be Ma'abr the year on the 30th day of Adar Holvoroy L'Kovu Nisan, because in theory that could be made into Nisan. Savor Holvoroy L'Omrin. He thought that the concept of Holvoroy, that since it could be, we don't say, and therefore he was Ma'abr it on the 30th day. That was wrong. Anybody who says, save me for me, we're told him, we save him for other people's schos. If you're told on somebody else's schos, save me because of somebody else, and then we save you because of your schos. Moshe said, save me because of somebody else. Remember Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore, when the Bnei Yisrael were saved, they were saved b'schos atzmon, the schos of Moshe, Shnamar, v'yom el hashmidom, lulei Moshe v'chiro. He would have killed them if not for Moshe. His chosen one, Amba, Peres, Lefanu, he stood in the breach in front of Lahashel, Chamos, Mashchis, to turn away his wrath from destroying them. Chizkiyahu also was told b'schos atzmon, Shnamar, d'chsiv. Zechornas, Asher, Zlach, Tolevinach. Remember how he walked in front of told b'schos atzmon, and it was tole because of schos atzmon. So because he said, do it because of me, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him because of others. Never again. I will protect this city. I will save it for my sake, says God. I want to take a David, my servant, not because of this. When there's peace, it was still bitter for me. I feel even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent peace to Chizkiyahu, it was still bitter for him because it wasn't because of his schos, it was because of the schos of the Avos, his fathers, his great grandfathers. That's why he was saved. Two dots. We got three lines up from the small, from the big lines. Nasan Elias Kir Kitana. So when Elisha came to town, the Isha Shanami said, you know what? We should make for him a second floor attic with a small wall. It was an open attic. And they walled it up. It was a huge open room. They divided it up into two with that wall. That's why they put up a wall. But if you say it's an upper floor, my kir, what's a kir? Shakirua. No, that's easy because they put walls around it. If you're going to say it's a second floor, that's why they called it Elias. But if it's an aksadra, if it's an open room, then why'd they call it an Aliyah? Elias not as in a second floor, but rather a really nice room. Venasim lo sham mita, the shochem v'kisa menorah. We're going to put there for Elisha Hanavi. We'll put a bed there and then a table and then a kisa, a seat and a menorah and a candelabra. Amar Rabbi Vitim Rabbi Yitzchak Roitz Elehanos Yanak Elisha. If you want to benefit from this world, benefit the way Elisha did. Only take the little barest amounts that you need and don't take anything more than that. And what's Elanos? You don't want to benefit from anybody else. Ayanak Kishmol. Then don't. Like Shmuel Ramasi. Shmuel Shuvoso Ramasi Kisham Beisai. When he returned to Ramah, that's where his house was. From Rabbi Yochanan says that Shkol Malkum Shalach Sham Beisoima. Wherever he walked, he brought his house with him. He never benefited from any of you. So you want to benefit in the least possible way, like Elisha did. He took from somebody else. Shmuel Anavi, he said, no, I don't want to take anything from anybody else. He brought his house with him where everyone never benefited from a single person. Three lines down. By Tomer Elisha, she said to her husband, I know that this man is very holy, talking about Elisha again. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, it's because women recognize the guests more than the husbands do. Kadosh Mini Yado, wait a second. How did she know that he was Kadosh? Rabbi Shmuel, Chanam Rashalov Rasa's Vuv, overall Shochanu, she never saw a fly anywhere near his table. Chanam Rasa's Shopishan Atil Mitas, Olo Rasa Kariyalov. She always had a linen sheet on his bed. It was very comfortable. She never saw any dreams that he might have had, any shechva zera on the bed, and she realized he was a special person. Kadosh who? I'm Rabbi Zechanina, who kadosh mesharis ain't kadosh? He's kadosh, but as mesharis, gechazi, his servant, he's not kadosh. Shemar, vayigash gechazi lahadfa. Gechazi went to push her away. I'm Rabbi Zechanina, she'asa b'hodiyafya. He actually grabbed her in the chest area and pushed her away that way. The Gechazi was not a very good person, and therefore he is Kadosh, but not as Mesharis. Overlenu Tamid. So again, the Ishinami said, told her husband, he comes to us all the time. Anybody who has as a guest in his house, a Talmud Chacham, and lets him benefit from their property, Milo, because of Kilomakrif Tamidin, it's like they're bringing a Korban Tamid, and that's why I said, Overlenu Tamid. Every time he passes by, it's like we're Makrif a Korban Tamid by having him in the house. I believe this is the second statement we have from Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yavan Adam Makum Gavav Yispalo Makum Nam Yispalo. A person should never daven in a high place in daven, rather daven in a low place in daven. Allow yourself to have some anivus, and then your davening is better. Shemar Mimama Kim Krosi Chashem, like we say in Tehillim Kuf Lamed, from the depths I call to you. Akadosh Baruch Hu, we have a raisel lo gabi kisvul gabi shvarfav. You should never daven on top of a seat, nor on top of a bench full of Makum Gavav, nor in a high place. Yispalo El Makum Nam Yispalo. Always daven in a place that's low. Ain't Gavzulim Makum. There's no gaib in front of Akadosh Baruch Hu. The depths I call to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it also says tefillah ani kiatoif, a tefillah for a poor person when he enwraps himself, right? And that's the idea behind it, that a person should always act like an ani, and that's the reason why in some shoals they always go down toward where the Aron Kodesh is, because it goes down that way, so the chazan is in the lowest place possible, right? And there are other gemaras, Gemara in Tainus, that says the same thing. And that's the idea. So it's hard for that. It shouldn't always be a top on everybody else. I know Sfardim have the minhag for the chazan to be standing on the bima. That's a different issue. But Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Our third statement from Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina and then Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Mispalot Sar Sheyachavnas Raglav. Anybody who davens should put his feet together. Shem Raglav Rabbi Yishar, because the Malachim have their feet together. It was only 1 foot. Okay, that's statement number three. Statement number four. From Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What does it mean when it says don't eat on top of the blood? What does that mean exactly? So there are six different explanations in the Mefarshim. This. The explanation over here given by Rabbi Elazar Yaakov is lo sochel kodesh yispalo adimchem. Do not eat before you daven for your blood. There's some awesome ideas over here that there are 49 blach. Hadam is the gematria of 49. There are 49 brachas you have to make in the morning before you eat bread. If you count them all up, you'll see that it's true. If you do amsi yisadayim and hamotzi, right? 49 brachas altogether. And again, our fifth statement of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Kol ocha v'shoyz v'akav yispalo ava, because one of osi yishlachta achari gavecha. If you eat and drink and then daven, the pasuk says, you throw me after your body. I'll take your gavecha. You think this guy can go ahead and daven after he's so misgoyeh, right? So how could a person do that? Obviously, there are ways to be able to do so. If a person thinks he's going to be too weak and not going to be able to daven properly, he's allowed to, right? But that's something that's a discussion for another time. Rabbi Yeshua says you have until 3 hours in the day in order to say Kriya Shema. You don't have to do it by Vasikin. You have 3 hours into the day to say Kriya Shema. And there comes the Machlok, is Gron, Magen, Avram, when the 3 hours starts from. According to Kavei, if you read from then on, you're not going to lose. But you can't do Yotzor. Yotzor ends after a certain point. If you read from that point on, you're not going to lose. But you could make the brachas two before and one afterward. That's a knockout of Rav Chista. What does it mean you don't lose? You didn't lose the brachas. You can still make the brachas of Birchas Kriya Shema, right? Even after the 3 hours are done. Greater where somebody reads Kriya Shema in its proper time better than somebody who learns Torah. If you read, you don't lose Kadama Kori Torah. It's like you're just reading Torah. It means reading Kriya Shema in its proper time is greater than just reading Torah. Reading Torah is at a lower level than reading Kriya Shema in its proper time. We pass, by the way, that you should not do Birchas Torah past Chatzos. Some say you shouldn't even do it past the fourth hour of the day when you're not allowed to do Tefillah anymore. You shouldn't do Birchas Kriya Shema, but technically you have until Chatzos. If you have a real kasha, then you can ask a posik at that time. Mishnah. You should wake up earlier, though. So the Mishnah says in the bottom, Beishamai says that in the evening, every person should lean and read. And in the morning, so at night, you should say Kriya Shema while sitting down or leaning. In the morning, you should say it standing up. When you lie down, when you get up. Every person can daven in their proper fashion, the way they normally do it. What does it mean when you lie down, when you get up? When people lie down, when people get up. I was on the road. I lean to read like Beisham is a kind of beatzim that released him, and I was massacring myself because of robbers. Yeah, you should have died because you were over on Beis Hillel. Rabbi Tarfon was a Beis Shammai Nick, but he did the wrong thing because he went with Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. That's the end of Yoram HaBeis.